The Flow, a training manual, learning how to use the flow to help disciple others.
Mtiririko, kitabu cha kufundisha.
By Reverend Paul Bucknell, translated from English into Swahili. This is part of a discipleship seminar given to pastors in Kenya and produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom along with Mana Ministries. For further information, please visit us on the web, www.foundationsforfreedom.net.
Nakasisi Paul Bucknell, kimetafsiriwa kutoka kimombo kwa Kiswahili, kimetolewa na Biblical Foundation for Freedom na Mana Ministries, Kenya.
Let's just open in prayer. Father, we just want to thank you so much as we come in your name. That you are a great Father. You are a great harvester. Your goal is to build us up. Build all your people up. And especially in our case, you build up us as equippers. Make our arms strong, Lord. Strengthen our spirit. Develop our faith in you. That you might be glorified. Oh Lord, that your people might be helped. And that your people evermore reflect the glory of Christ. And that your name is honored in heaven. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. I'd like to start by one passage in Scripture, is Colossians 1, 28 to 29.
Colossians 1:28-29.
It's good that we understand there's different kinds of teaching. All teaching should be biblically rooted. We should want God's word to shape how we think. Sometimes we take a passage and we take truths from there. I find as we go further along advanced training, and that we train leaders, we have to focus also on developing skills. For example, when at the seminar, I would sit down and talk with somebody and pretend he's my son. I was teaching how you could sit down calmly and talk to your child or some disciple. Today I want to focus mostly on skill. But let me first, as I said, introduce with us a passage of Scripture. Let me read it first, Colossians 1:28-29. Talking about Christ. He says, "And we proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, that we may present every man complete in Christ. And for this purpose also I labor, striving according to his power, which mightily works within me."
Anasema ya kwamba, kwa hii tunahubiri tukionya kila mtu kukufundisha, kila mtu katika hekima yote, ya kwamba tuweze kuwakilisha mbele ya Kristo bila mawaa yote. Hali ya sasa, nafanya kazi kwa bidii nikiwelena kulingana na kazi ambayo imewekwa ndani yangu kwa nguvu.
As we look at this passage,
but tunapoangalia andiko hili,
actually, if you start thinking about the seminar, that many of the truths we talk about in the seminar are right here in this passage.
Ukianza kuangalia kurasa vizuri utapata kwamba mafundisho mengi tuliyofundisha pale kwenye seminar yako katika hii.
What are some examples?
Basi yako wapi mifano mingine?
Can you tell me one?
Ebona ndiyo mfano mmoja kile kitu ambacho umeona katika hili sehemu ya andiko iliyofundishwa katika kongamano.
We need to be students of God's word.
Tunahitaji tuwe wanafunzi wa neno la Mungu.
Looking at God's word and seeing what it says.
Tunaangalia neno la Mungu na kuona ni nini linamaanisha.
So what do you find in Colossians 1:28-29?
Ni nini tunapata katika Kolosai 1:28-29? Angalia katika Biblia yako, uone ni nini tunapata hapo sawa sawa na mambo yale tulifundisha katika kongamano. Haraka mimi nikisoma nisaidie mimi kuchukua.
From what we were taught in the conference, I find that we were told that we are to pass on what we have received to others. And the relationship that I see it having with this scripture is that it is our responsibility to be able to help people to be perfected in Christ. On 29, I find that even the ability to be able to help others be perfected in Christ, that it's not something that we can do on our own, but that it is by the mighty power of God that is working in us, that is what will be able to enable us to even help others to be perfected in Christ. So it helped me to understand that even leading others to Christ or even making disciples, we will need the power of God. We will depend on the power of God to be able to do that. The power of God that is going to be working in us. It's a power that is working in us to do the work.
Thank you. So we find here, I think he mentioned two things.
Hapo ninaona ametaja vitu viwili.
The first one was that there was that power of God working right within us.
It
says at the very end, striving according to his power, which mightily works within me.
Just as
Jesus depended on God, we need to depend on God. You cannot be an effective workman if you do not totally, constantly depend on Christ. Our brother also mentioned how our goal of presenting people mature.
Pia ndugu wetu ameweza kutaja lengo letu ambayo ni kuwakilisha watu mbele za Mungu wakiwa wamekomaa.
At the end of verse 28, it says that we may present every man complete in Christ.
Mwisho wa mstari wa 28 anasema kwamba na tuweze kuwaleta wote wakiwa utimilifu katika Kristo.
So let me just add two more points from this.
Basi niongeze vipengele vingine viwili katika hili sehemu.
In 28, it says that we teach every man with all wisdom.
Tunafundisha kila mtu kwa hekima yote.
We were learning about how to teach people at different stages.
Tunajifunza kufundisha watu katika viwango tofauti.
We were learning how to shape not only people's knowledge, but their attitudes, their humility, the way they approach God.
Tulikuwa tunajifunza jinsi ya kuunda nia ya watu, lakini hata sio nia peke yake, hata na nia na mawazo yao na unyenyekevu wao kuelekea kazi ya Mungu.
We teach every man with our wisdom.
Tunawafundisha kila mtu kwa hekima yote.
And then one more thing.
Jambo lingine.
Verse 29. And for this purpose I also labor striving.
Anasema kwa ajili ya hili ninajitahidi kwa nguvu.
I just remember Jesus, he used a rock as his pillow.
Nakumbuka Yesu alitumia jiwe kama ndio kiegemezo cha kichwa chake.
Day by day had crowds around him.
Kila siku alikuwa na umati wa watu.
The point is, this work that God hands over to us is one which we must passionately take hold of.
Jambo ni kwamba hii kazi ambayo Mungu ametupatia ndio lazima tuishikilie kwa upendo wote.
It's one that needs to take hold of our heart, that commands our time and ways.
Hiyo ndio inafaa kushika mioyo yetu na ichukue wakati wetu wote na kila kitu ambacho tunafanya.
Because of Christ is the hope of glory.
Kwa sababu Kristo ndiye tumaini la utukufu.
For us,
kwetu sisi,
we want to be those equippers.
Tunataka tu wale watu wa kuwatayarisha wengine.
But also for those whom we teach.
Lakini pia kwa wale tunawafundisha.
That Christ might in a full, powerful way live in their lives.
Ya kwamba Kristo kwa njia yake ya nguvu aishi ndani ya maisha yao.
To remember that somehow, we're humbly before God, that we are responsible to empower the people of God.
Unakumbuka kwamba sisi tunawajibika mbele za Mungu ili tuweze kuwapatia watu rasilimali.
So I want to stop here and commenting on Colossians 1:28-29. But I do want to continue on a little bit more on the skill training. Each of you should have two pages before you.
Kila mtu unafaa uwe na makaratasi mawili mbele yako kama hizi.
This is what I call the flow, the training manual.
Hii ndio ninaita kitabu cha kufundisha mtiririko.
I have written it in such a way that you can read it.
Nimeandika kwa njia ambayo unaweza kuisoma.
And it will instruct you how to personally counsel a person regarding the flow.
Na itakuagiza jinsi unaweza kumfundisha mtu katika mtiririko.
It is used to train people to actually help others know how they fit into the flow. For example, I might be thinking of a pastor who wants to train two people how to use this. I want them to go and visit everybody in the church. We'll introduce this to everybody in the church, one by one, family by family. Now, when I say train others, I would first train them, and like I will do today with you. But then you would take that person for two or three times and visit someone. And you actually would do it with them. That would be ideal. So then they understand, oh yes, this is how to do it. This is written for people say, I don't know how. It shows you how. Step by step. Actual words you can say at times. You will find as we go on, this is introduced in two ways. There's the short way. You don't have much time. There's a more lengthy way. You have more time. Again, as a pastor, I realize when I visit people, things might change. I don't have much time with them. If I keep talking when they're distracted with something, they're not
going
to focus. So I
offer
for sure training. That short training, after a while, you say some things in the introduction. And you just bring him there, hey, I sense you're busy here. How about if I come back another time? When would be convenient for you? And so, in that sense, I plan a time when I can return. So we always need to be sensitive in our training and what we're doing. That way we might teach with all wisdom. Remember, when Jesus taught, he would often use parables. That which is familiar to teach that which is unfamiliar. And when we turn to 1 John 2:12-14, it's like a parable. It's right in their home. You got the teens. You got the adults. So think of it that way. When you're talking about little children, take a little child beside you. Here's little Johnny. Look, you have to hold him. And so we can actually be very close and using these means to help teach more effectively. So anyways, in my training here, I'm thinking mostly about a pastor training some others that you will work with and visiting people in their home.
Basi katika kufundisha hapa leo natumia kama kama itawezekana kuendeza kufundishana ili watu wasaidie pia kufanya kazi katika majumbani.
And you could also teach of course other pastors and other people.
Na pia vile vile mnaweza kufundisha wachungaji wengine na watu wengine.
So take your pages with me for a moment.
Chukua hizo makaratasi zako tuangalie.
What I've done is put two pages on one.
Sasa kile nimefanya hapa nimeweka pages mbili kwa karatasi moja.
So originally it had 8 pages, I cut it down to 4 pages.
Basi hiki kitabu kilikuwa na pages 8 lakini nimeweka kwa mbili sasa.
So this would be page 1, page 2. But I'll just say the bottom of page 1. It talks about what our goal.
Hapa chini nazungumza kuhusu lengo letu.
It's always important that we remember what our goals are.
Ni muhimu tukumbuke lengo letu ni nini.
Visitation with a purpose.
Hili kutembelea na kusudi. Unaenda kwa mtu ukiwa unajua unaenda kufanya nini. Kama mchungaji.
What's in it? You can read more thoroughly my whole concept here.
Na unaweza kusoma zaidi hapo.
But what I have here is, you know, when we visit someone,
kina mtu kwa hapo ya kwamba unapotembelea mtu,
what do you want to happen in that time?
Ni nini unataka ifanyike wakati huo?
When you're teaching, what do you want to happen?
Unapofundisha nini unataka ifanyike?
In Colossians 1:28-29,
Wakolosai 1:29,
what was Paul's goal?
Lengo la Paulo lilikuwa ni nini?
Present every man complete in Christ.
Unataka kila mtu akamilike ndani ya Kristo.
Now that's a very broad goal.
Hilo ni lengo kubwa sana.
But when we're going to someone's home,
lakini unapoenda katika nyumba ya mtu,
we have to go step by step.
Lazima tuende hatua kwa hatua.
And so I have here 3 goals.
Basi hapa niko na lengo tatu.
And say 30 to 60 minutes.
Asema kwa nusu saa ama lisali moja hivi.
I want more clearly to understand where he or she is in their spiritual life.
Nafanye leo wapi yuko katika maisha yake ya kiroho.
2, I want to awaken and strengthen the individual's need or desire to grow.
Pili, nataka niweze kuamsha ile tamaa yake ya kuweza kutaka kukua.
And 3, identify at least one way they have grown.
Na 3, niweze kugundua njia moja ambayo anaweza kuwa ameshakuwa.
And still need to grow.
Na bado anastahili kuendelea kukua.
Now those are pretty big goals.
These are the lengo makubwa mazuri.
You need to pray before you go.
Unastahili kuomba kabla hujaenda.
You need to pray while you're there.
Unastahili kuomba ukiwa pale pia.
So I want to see, help them to see where they are in their spiritual growth. Of course, I'm helping myself, maybe as a pastor, also to know where they are.
Amen.
We should all know the state of our sheep, where they are in their life. And secondly, we're trying to help them to want to grow.
Pili pia kusaidia ili waweze kutaka kukua. Sio tu ni kazi yako mwenyewe unataka kukua, lazima yeye pia atake anakuwa.
Most of our teaching is ineffective.
Mafundisho yetu mengi yanakosa nguvu
because people are not interested in growing.
Amen. Kwa sababu watu hawataki kukua.
Perhaps it's because they do not think they can grow.
Inaweza kuwa ni kwa vile wanafikiria kwamba hawawezi kukua.
They don't think they need to grow.
Wao ama wanafikiria hawahitaji kukua.
Or they tried to grow and they just gave up.
Ama wanajaribu kukua na wanakata tamaa.
Or perhaps they're backslidden, they're in sin.
Ama kwa njia nyingine inaweza kuwa wamerudi nyuma, wanaishi katika dhambi.
Or it's just possible they don't even have life. They're not Christians.
Hata saa zingine zapatikana kwamba hawana uzima, si wa Kristo tena.
But we want to bring an interest in their life.
Lakini tunataka tulete ile shauku katika maisha yao.
That God is personally interested in working in them to help them grow.
Ya kwamba Mungu anataka kabisa awasaidie kukua.
And that's why I often start talking by bringing up some questions.
Na hiyo ndio mara mimi naweza kuongea nikileta maswali fulani.
Because I'm trying to see their reaction to me.
Kwa sababu ninataka kuona vile wanavyoitikia.
A little further down in the second paragraph, it talks about how different ways you can introduce the flow to people.
Hapo chini inaongea kwa njia mbalimbali ambayo inaweza kujulisha ili mtiririko kwa watu.
I don't start by talking about the flow.
Sianzi tu kuongea kuhusu mtiririko.
But I do start talking and say, you know, sometimes Christians don't have any interest in the church. And I'm not asking them questions, I'm just making statements. And I say, strong statements. I'm trying to see if they have, if they're listening. Some think the church is dead. I'm looking at him. I'm listening carefully. If you hear, you can see that. What does that mean? That either they or someone close to them think the church is dead. If it's like fishing, you know, there's a little pole on the other end. Just slow down and say, well, have you ever seen that happen? Maybe you think it's, do you feel like that happens in our church sometimes? And all of a sudden, you have an interest. Now, if you're a pastor with that authoritarian kind of image, they'd be afraid to talk, honestly. So we're going to have to just say, I know there's some things we need to grow in our church. And lately God's been working and helping me to try to find the ways that you think our church can grow. Or sometimes I depersonalize it. I'm not asking how they feel about the church. How do you think some other people are thinking of the church? So it's not this brother facing me. They're making some comments about what they heard from others say. It might be that. But it's disguised. But when they start saying a few things, as a pastor, you're not going to come and say, our church is not that way. Right? You must not. If you have that tendency to do that, let me just say, go back and listen to the talks on the stage one. If you are insecure as an individual or as a pastor, I believe that you do not know God as your Father. You have not found your security in Him, your
peace
and love. And so you want people to feed you. To say great things about you.
That's the only attack on the people.
And so we get very insecure when people are saying something that is not good about us. If this is your situation, and it was with me in my early Christian life, and if you didn't grow up in a loving home, then I would just say, Lord, this month, let it be the month of love.
Amen.
Read through the Gospel of John or 1 John. Teach me about your love. I don't feel it. I need to know it more. I'm insecure. Just let me be able to rest in your love. And so we begin to be retrained through the Word of God. And the truth of God begins to shape us. I have several questions down here. If the first question doesn't seem to touch home, I say another statement. Let me do another one. No, some people really don't know how they can grow.
What do I mean?
Again, I'm looking at them carefully. and I see on their face, yeah, I don't know how to grow. And I ask them, would you be interested in learning how you can grow? And when they realize you're willing to spend a little time to talk with them, they become pretty interested. So now you have the tools. And no matter where a person is at, you can help them. So the second goal, I'm going back there, is your awakening and strengthening the individual's need to grow. But the third goal, is to identify at least one way they have grown and to challenge them with one way they can grow. Now by that I do not mean you need to be like Jesus. Again, that's too broad. That's the end goal. What we want is a specific step that you can take toward growing. I gave you one just recently. Did you pay attention? Where was that step I gave you? That you can grow. Did you pay attention? Anybody? You're saying amen. I know you were listening to me. The reason I'm saying this is I'm trying to point out how you do it.
Yes,
during the conference, he taught us if we want to grow, it's to read the words and to be disciple and disciple others to Christ.
Okay, that is true. But I'm talking about right here in the last 20 minutes.
That's a minute. Yeah, how about
you see, I did it so sneakily. Yes.
Okay, we are responsible and
okay, we are responsible, but I'm telling you what, practical way to actually carry out how you can grow. Yes. I'm asking one specific thing, how you can grow. I'll give you a clue if this brother doesn't get it.
As for Papa, I got my for me, you can have
it. Okay, but I wasn't specific. I didn't say how you'll be founded in the Word. See, what I was saying, when I say specific, I want one practical thing they can do to grow. Okay, so let me give you a clue. What do you do if you feel threatened? When someone speaks negatively about the church or yourself,
wakati mtu anaongea vibaya kuhusu kanisa ama wewe mwenyewe,
what is one practical thing you can do to be retrained?
Ni nini mojawapo mambo hasa unaweza kufanya ili wewe mwenyewe ujifunze?
Does anybody remember now?
Kuna mtu sasa anakumbuka?
Yes, well, what did I to be not be insecure, but how did I, what step did I actually say? I suggested a way to do it.
Yeah. Hatua gani unafaa utumie, because ukishajua kwamba uko hatarini, kuna hatua unasema ukishajua uko insecure, hatua gani hiyo?
I'm taking this, I know I said it.
Just go first.
And we read through the Gospel of John, and we're seeking how God can retrain us in receiving His love.
Amen.
You see, the steps that we're going to give our brothers and sisters have to be specific. And as you learn, they have to be repeated. And whatever step I challenge them with, at the end, I would repeat it. I would highlight it. Do you think you could do this? And when I come back, or when I see them next, I would ask them, how are they doing? Do you see how the mentoring, the discipling works?
Amen. Because
now we have the tools to actually help them grow. The tool is not be like Christ. It's to say specific steps that they can take and do. And if you're crossing over a stream and the rocks are unstable,
amen.
You stretch out a hand. You grab hold of that and help them over. Make sure they do that first step. Make sure they get over. So let's identify, figure at least one way they have grown. And one way they still need to grow. I will talk about helping them identify one way to grow a little later. But the reason I say it is because I want to do this to help them to see how they have grown. A lot of believers get into the state where they think, I can't do it, I can't grow. But when you actually start talking with them, you can see ways they have grown. And they need that hope to encourage them. You with me? We're still just on the first page here. But you know, I'm trying to help you to see how to do it as well as just the content here. Now, your pastor's here. So I believe you know how to go and visit someone in a home.
So
on the right here, you'll see an arrow coming down. And so what I did was kind of broke it down, what we want to happen in this whole time. The first 5 minutes were just talking, how you doing, welcome, you know, those kind of things. We're observing if there's any crisis in the home. Yeah, the person we're
going
to talk to is just on the way out. The next 5 to 10 minutes, we're sitting down and doing what I was just kind of doing with you, raising those questions, trying to get interest. The third one is the introduction. That's where we're passing on the three stages that we're going to talk about in a moment. We are not going to be thorough. We only have about 10 minutes. But you're fine. It's simple enough to explain in 10 minutes. In the last 10 minutes, I call it identification. I'm going to see if that person can say where I am in those three circles. So I'm going to ask them, where do you think? And part of that closing process, I'm going to be saying, could I suggest one step to help you grow here? Because almost always they will feel uncomfortable where they say they are. They will feel like, I've been a Christian 2 years and yet I'm still wearing baby clothes. They know they should be growing further along. And I'll be starting to ask God, please give me wisdom to know one step to help them along the way. And we close, of course, in a time of prayer together. Okay, so this is the overall process. And that process of introduction, I have what we call introduce the flow.
Right here.
So on the first page, we're going to introduce stage one, stage two, stage three. I'm going to do that in a moment, and I'll show you how to do it quickly. They're probably saying, you spent 3 hours talking about it. How can we say in 10 minutes? No, but you can. You can. It's because God used the family analogy to help us understand. As I have here on the last paragraph, help them identify where they are in their spiritual life. So basically, I could stop here. This is the short introduction to this course. I have a half hour left. So I'm
going
to use more time. Which is probably good because I still have most of the lesson left here in the pages here. But actually, you have everything you need. What is left on these pages are just further amplification of what I said. I spent time now talking about the overview, information and interest. Right now, I'm going to move on to introduction. And I'll tie myself and see if I can do this in 10 minutes. If you turn to the next, turn that page over, you'll see at the top, provide an overview of the flow. At this point, I'm still not talking about the flow. Hapa bado siwezi kuhusu mtiririko. I am not even bringing this page paper with me.
Wala sijaleta hili karatasi nami.
All I'm going to be starting to look for right at this point
kila ambacho najaribu kuangalia kwa wakati kwa mali yako
is a little piece of paper.
Ni kijikaratasi kidogo.
I look on the table, they have a little paper here.
Ndio kwa mimi naona kama karatasi kidogo hivi.
Now they might have a little piece of newspaper.
Wanaweza kuwa na sehemu ya gazeti.
Oh, out of my pocket I bring a little piece of paper.
Ambo kwa kwangu nitoa mfuko wa karatasi.
And I have a pen in my pocket. I always have a pen.
Kila wakati mtungaji kuwa na kalamu.
On that piece of paper,
katika hiyo karatasi pia,
I'm going to write three circles.
Naenda kuchora mviringo tatu.
Not all at once.
So mara moja.
And then later I'm going to give them one practical lesson of what they need to do.
Alafu kwa hiyo ndio patia kitu kimoja ambacho wanastahili kufanya.
And I'm going to leave that right with them.
Alafu hiyo nitawaachia wakifanya.
Not my pen, but the paper.
So kala mwengu nitamwachia lakini karatasi.
If you're actually nice, you can give the pen too.
Na kama wewe ni mtungaji mzuri sana, wachia hiyo mpaka kalamu.
And so we have given them some interest and they want to learn how do you grow.
Kwa njia hiyo umeweza kumpatisha huku na atajifunza jinsi ya kukua.
And now we'll just start talking about the family.
Tunaanza tu kuongea kuhusu familia.
You know, the family is a great picture of a spiritual life.
Unajua familia ni picha nzuri sana kuhusu maisha ya kiroho.
You know, when a person's born,
mjengo wa kuzaliwa,
What happens to a little baby?
Nini mfanyike mtoto mdogo?
How does a mother care for a little baby?
Kama mshughulikiaje mtoto mdogo?
Oh, well, you know, you're talking. Yeah. Do they carry the mom carries the baby?
Ajo, mwake mama anabeba mtoto.
The mom feeds the baby.
Mama anamlisha mtoto.
Yeah, it's something like that.
See, mfanyike hivyo.
And I said, yeah. And I draw the first circle.
It's a malafu na chora ili mlingo kwanza.
I draw it up on the left side of the paper because I know I'm going to draw two more circles.
Kwa hivyo sita chora katikati, nitachora upande ule wa mwisho maana najua bado nitachora mlingo zingine.
And I write and say, you know, that's the first. That's little babes.
Unajua hiyo chora. Ile tu ya kwanza ni wale watoto wadogo.
What are the needs of the little children?
Mahitaji ya watoto wadogo ni kama yapi?
Physically, you just told me, right?
Ki kawaida simuliniambia.
Now depending on the maturity of the person I'm talking to,
he says that to be here you come up with him when you're on here,
when they might know who is five, you know, so they said, look, I might ask them more advanced questions. What do you think feeding the milk is like spiritually?
There's a kuuliza kiroho mko about unafikiria kulisha inamaanisha nini kiroho?
Oh, and they'll say, yeah. Oh, it's like the word of God. Feeding the baby.
Become
a
Christian mtoto hajui hiyo.
If they're not advanced Christians, I don't ask them. I would just tell them.
Kama sio Kristo ambaye amenilea, sitawauliza nitawaambia kinachomaanisha tu.
So you're always shaping your teaching according to who you're talking to.
Sasa utaweza kuweka mafundisho yako kulingana na yule mtu ambaye unaongea na yeye.
You all have a little time with every disciple.
Unipe lazima kuwa na wakati mdogo kwa kila mwanafunzi.
Maximize it.
Wewe utumie hiyo muda mdogo
sana. Spiritually, you know, you care for a little baby, what are you doing?
Mbona kwa nini unamshughulikia mtoto mdogo? Nini unafanya?
You're going to protect them.
Utawalinda.
You're going to feed them.
Utawalisha.
You're going to love them.
Utawapenda.
See, you might want to, if you have really long, you might write those three things down.
Kiwa kuna karatasi yako ungeandika hizo vitu vitatu.
And that happens for, you know, a little baby early in their new life.
Na hiyo hufanyika kwa maisha yule mtoto mdogo katika maisha yake ya kweli.
And a new Christian, they God gives them a new life.
Na wakristo wapi pia Mungu wapatia uzima mpya.
And they go through the same stage.
Na pia wanapitia hizo hatua.
By the way, at this, just before that, I might talk about the new life.
Kabla wewe utazungumzia ile maisha katikati yani ya Uganda sasa.
If they're new to me and I don't know their testimony,
na ikiwa ni wale wageni kwenye nisijui ushuhuda wao,
I might just kind of stop here and say, can you just tell me how you became a Christian?
Ndaza kukumilizi na ebu nyeleze ulikuwaje mkristo.
Take time if it's necessary.
Chukua muda ikiwa ni ya maana.
You might find that they do not know how to talk about their faith.
Wanaweza kupata hata hawajui jinsi ya kuzungumza imani yao.
They might not even have faith.
Wanaweza kuwa hata hawana imani.
And if they don't have new life, this becomes an evangelism session.
Ikiwa hawana hiyo uzima wa Kristo, basi nitachukua hiyo nafasi nimhubirie Yesu.
In effect, the family members might all be there.
Na wenda familia yote wenda wako pale.
Well, Let me share with you how I became a Christian. I want to tell you how God changed me. Oh, you think I'm all dressed nice now. But is it what I was like before? Okay, you see, I'm changing subjects. I'm raising interest in another subject. All of a sudden, everybody said, well, what were you like before? Okay, and that becomes evangelism. I will probably won't finish those three circles. You see, I'm trying to always be sensitive. Who are the people I'm talking to? Change it to maximize it.
Teach
with all wisdom, it says. But otherwise, I'll go on to stage two. Stage one, you know, happens like first 3 months of a believer's life. You see,
we're
little babies. But after a little while, I'm going back again. Okay, I'm resuming, by the way, the former discussion as I'm teaching you.
Okay.
I'm starting to introduce stage two. And I tell them, well, you know, what happens after that? You can talk to him and ask him. Everybody knows these answers. And people usually like to say answers when they know them. So, well, yeah, they grow up, and then afterwards they be able to feed themselves. Instead of babbling, now they can speak. Instead of just walking, they can run. Jump. Fight. And then you just go in and say, this is the second stage. We call it young believer. And so in that young believer, we can say that they're learning how to control themselves. They're just growing into adolescence. They become from boy to man. Girl to woman. So now they have to learn how to be responsible. But they want to play. Is that stage? You go on and discuss how, you know, that's the time a believer is trying to learn how to overcome temptation. He's learning how to not worry.
And to
trust God.
And
he's learning to read God's word.
And
to see how to use God's word to help him grow. And I would just identify a number of problems in that area. Person lies, a Christian believer has a problem with lust or stealing.
They're
trying to pick out subjects maybe that they would have problems with. That's the second stage. And that's where I'd be drawing a second circle and maybe writing a few words there, not many. And I would say, I don't know where you are, but let me go on and talk about the third stage. When a person's born, we know how they want to be like their parent.
And
a little child wants to wear, you know, the big parents' shoes or clothes.
That's
that right in the third circle. That's when we become mature in Christ. We have the challenge of knowing God more and more. I won't spend much time there, probably, unless the person I'm talking to is a mature believer. Usually that's not the case. And so I don't spend much time there. But you have physically, you have been ridden a little child, you have teen, young man, and then you have adult. And spiritually, you're like a new believer, young believer and maturing believer.
Katika kile utaandika pale mwaminio mpya, mwaminio mchanga na aliyekomaa.
At this stage I can just slow down and say, have you ever heard this before?
Basi poteza kurudi chini uweze kwamba wewe kufanya hivi awali.
Does it make sense?
Become hayeleweki.
Where do you think you might fit in?
Unafikiria ni wapi unaweza kutoshia hapa?
If they say they're not sure,
wakisema kama hawana hakika,
I can then go on and explain, if they have more time, explain each of these stages.
Basi naweza kuendelea mbele niweze kuelezea hizi hatua zingine tena.
If they do know, they say, well, and they feel, usually they feel embarrassed a little bit.
Lakini wakijua, wengine mara nyingi pia nasikia wanaona haya kidogo.
I think I should be over here, but maybe I'm here.
Kila fali hapa ama wenda hapa.
And so then I could take up the opportunity. Could I explain more how to grow?
La familia to here. Could I fasten the MSA? Will I support the Kutoka Padi Apa?
Okay, now I didn't take that much time talking to you about this, did I?
So could you come down there for Kuzumze Hilis? Will you find me for Kuzum?
But I brought them to understanding.
Kill me. Attack to raise a Kuzum for Hagu.
To the point where they could begin to think, where am I in that process?
Kufika mahali ambapo wataweza kujua kwamba liko wapi katika hivi viwango.
And the reason I bring them to that point in the process
is sababu ile inafanya niwaweke katika hiyo mpango
is to help them to have more interest in grow.
Ni kuwasaidia waweze kutaka sana kukua.
They're thinking, you mean I can grow?
Is it
really possible to grow?
Jane, is it kind of kwangu kukua?
Yeah, I would like to.
Ndiyo, ningependa kukua.
Because usually they feel defeat.
Kwa sababu mara nyingi wanajisikia kushindwa.
No one's been discipling them.
Hakuna mtu amekuwa akiwafundisha.
They don't have anyone to talk to about the spiritual wrestling.
Hawaros. Mtu yeyote wa kumzungumzia katika vita vya kiroho.
And especially when they think that they should be in another stage.
Na hasa sana wanapofikiria kwamba wanastahili kuwa katika kiwango kingine.
They want to speed up.
Wanataka waharakishe.
Let me just think of it. What they need. Do you want me to go over and feed your baby food? Baby food is already all chewed up for you. I take a spoon to put in your mouth.
You
don't want me to there. We didn't feed them that yesterday, did we? No, we didn't feed them baby food.
I took kuelisha watu jana chakula cha watoto.
You had to use your teeth and chew that meat.
Ni lazima utumie mdomo yako na meno kutafuna.
If we served the baby food the first day, you might not have come the second. But see, there's that interest. By the way, you are eager and have full faith that they can grow. And they are catching that eagerness, that faith from you.
Naweza chipu, naweza tuku shika ile kutaka kukua kutoka kwako.
And it becomes so exciting.
Na inakuwa ni jambo la kufurahisha.
You lay before them later on a step, a practical step they can take and growing.
Na unaweka mbele yao ile hatua ambayo wakichukua, wanaweza kukua.
By the way, this could become a basic discipling short course.
Hata hivyo inaweza kuwa ni ile mafundisho ya kimsingi ya kufundisha wanafunzi.
You could take, for example, this next session, number one.
Unaweza kutumia kama hii kipindi cha kwanza ya kwanza.
How about if I meet with you three more times?
Itakuwa ni sasa ikiwa nimekutana na wewe mara tatu.
And the first time, talk about session one.
Mara ya kwanza niongee kuhusu wakati wa kwanza.
And make sure they've grown in all those stages.
Nahakikisha kwamba wamekuwa katika hivi hatua zote.
You could take next page. Session two.
Chukua hiyo nafasi ya pili. Usome ya tatu. Ya pili.
Next session, stage three.
Alafu ya tatu.
And then finalize it with a whole chart on that last session.
Alafu malizia na hii picha hapa.
Do you know that what we're teaching them here?
Unajua nini unawafundisha hapa?
There's also tools.
Pia hizo ni vifaa.
You are training them, if you train them rightly.
Unawafundisha kama unawafundisha vizuri.
Have they to meet up any Christian at work?
Unaweza kuwa nile chama katika hiyo kazi.
And help them grow.
Na pia kuwasaidia kuwa.
Often, the Christians are at work, it's lunchtime, they're nothing to do.
Mara mimi napata kama kwa kitu la kufanya.
Or they're on a bus, they're talking, walking.
Hawaya kutembea, kuongea.
Hey, you know what I just learned?
Jay.
Tazula.
Jay, what do you mean nilijifunza?
No, what do you learn?
Nilijifunza niyo.
I learned how a person spiritually grows.
Niweza kujifunza vya muda naweza kuwa kiroho.
Oh, how does someone grow?
Muta nakwati.
I never heard about that.
Sinawe kusikia yu mimi.
Well, maybe that person says, yeah, I do know how.
Yeah, I've heard about how. About
how?
And I'm doing it. So,
nijisiga yu mimi.
Well, can you first tell me how?
You heard it, and then maybe I can share how I learned it.
Nikwambie basi uneza kushikia jinsi nilivyojifunza.
See, what you're doing is empowering every believer to be able to pass this on.
Unaona kile ambacho unafanya ni kuwapatia rasilimali kile mwamini waweze kufanya nini?
Kufundisha wengine. It's true, a new believer will not be able to share much about the father stage.
Ni kweli yule mwamini mchanga hawezi akasema mengi kuhusu ile hatua ya baba.
That's not the big concern.
Hiyo sio swali letu.
Our challenge is Israel.
Changamoto yetu ni moja hii.
When we're thinking as pastors, we're training other counselors, other pastors, other deacons, how to do this.
Kama wachungaji lazima tufundishe washauri wengine wachungaji wengine ama washimanzi wafanye hivyo hivyo.
If you're doing this effectively,
fanye hivi vizuri.
You're not just teaching them the knowledge.
Hautaweza kufundisha tu kwa ujuzi.
You're going to be asking the ones you're training, what circle do you fit in?
Utawauliza wale ambao unafundisha wewe unatoshia wapi katika hizi mviringo.
And you're going to be willing to spend more time with them in the future.
Utakuwa tayari kuweza kuwa nao muda mwingi mbeleni
to help them move along.
Kuwasaidia kuendelea.
Do you see what happened?
Na kile ambacho kinafanyika?
And as you work a little bit more time helping them
okay.
In stage 1, 2, or 3,
kifanya kazi nao vizuri hatua ya kwanza ya pili ya tatu.
They're encouraged.
That's what they do.
They learn from you how to do it.
Watajifunza kutoka kwako jinsi ya kuifanya.
And they can more effectively serve others.
Na pia wanaweza kutumikia wengine kwa njia nzuri.
Before I did spend many hours talking about this.
Kabla nilichukua muda mrefu kuongea kuhusu hili.
Today, not so much time.
Si muda mrefu sana.
And in fact, I spent half my time teaching you how you should teach.
Na ni kweli nimechukua muda wangu nusu tu kuweza kufundisha jinsi mnavyostahili kufundisha.
Now, do you remember the practical step I gave you?
Sasa mnakumbuka ile hatua niliyopatia?
If you feel insecure,
ukijisikia hauna usalama,
what is that step?
Hatua hiyo ni gani?
Need to read what? The Gospel of John?
Unafaa usome Gospel of John.
But remember the time context. Take the whole month.
Lakini pia angalia mambo ya wakati, lazima uchukue mwezi yote.
You're going to really pray every day, God, I want to know more about your love.
Lazima uombe kila siku ni Mungu nataka nijue zaidi ya upendo wako.
It's not just reading the Gospel of John.
Sio tu kusoma Injili ya Yohana.
You're on a journey asking God to teach you every day about his love.
Una safari ya kumuuliza Mungu kila wakati kufundishe kuhusu upendo wake.
And you're going to pay attention to your mentor.
Na unaweza kumsikiza yule mwalimu wako.
Every night before you go to bed.
Kila usiku kabla ya kulala.
Lord, what are you trying to teach me today about love?
Mungu, nini unanifundisha leo kuhusu upendo?
Oh, love is patient. I wasn't very patient today, was I? That's right, you're very patient toward me. Because if someone I was working well with did such a poor job as I did today, I would say, forget you. This is the way you should do it. But you were very patient with me today.
Lakini leo umekuwa mvumilivu sana kwangu.
Oh, you were very kind with me today.
Umekuwa karibu sana kwangu leo.
I was struggling to be kind with that brother.
Nilikuwa mimi nilionekana kuwa mkarimu na yule ndugu.
How did Jesus handle people that opposed him?
Yesu huwa anashughulikia watu ambao wanampinga.
When you're reading maybe 1 John, he says, love one another, for you are born of love.
Ukisema waraka wewe sio kwamba pendeleni mmoja kwa mwingine kwa sababu mmezaliwa katika pendo.
Yeah, you see how it's working? It has working.
Na vile ninavyofanya kazi?
Let's just close our time in prayer.
Tufunge kwa neno la Mungu.
Lord, we have a life of opportunity.
Bwana tuna maisha ya fursa.
For our own life to grow.
Kwa maisha yetu yenyewe kukua.
And to empower others to grow.
Na kuwatia nguvu wengine kukua.
With you, there's no limit.
Na wewe, hakuna mpaka.
And we want to thank you for calling us to join you in and building up one another.
Tunakushukuru kwa kutuita kuweza kujenga moja kwa mwingine.
We know we have failed you.
Tunajua mara mingi tume.
We know we are not where we ought to be.
Mara mingi najua tuko mahali tunafisali tuwe.
But Lord, let it be that from this point onward,
Bwana watu kuanzia sasa kuendelea,
we will be more serious about our growth.
Tutaweza kumaanisha kuhusu kukua kwetu.
We will trust you for extra grace to grow.
Tutakuamini kwa ajili ya neema zaidi kukua.
That we will use what you have taught us to help others grow.
Tutumie kile ambacho umetufundisha kuwasaidia wengine kukua.
Help us to be master teachers like Jesus.
Tusaidie kuwa walimu wazuri kama Yesu.
In Jesus we pray.
Kwa Yesu tumeomba.
Amen.
Amen.
And so just to close,
as a kufunga,
I'm pointing out again.
Sasa tena naonyesha.
Notice how we went over a practical lesson with you.
Tambua ile simulate moja kwanza ambayo tumejifunza.
I talked more about how to learn God's love in your life.
Nilisema jinsi ya kujifunza upendo wa Mungu juu ya maisha yako.
Remember, I amplified it.
Kumbuka nilisema
talked about the journey of love.
Nilisema kwamba ni safari ya upendo.
I gave two examples from 1 Corinthians 13, patience and kindness.
Nilipeana mifano hiyo kwa Wakorintho 13:13. Uvumilivu.
Did you notice that?
Na ukarimu nilitambua hiyo.
I did it deliberately.
Nilifanya tu kimakusudi.
Because I want to close with that.
Kwa sababu nataka nifanye nifunge na hiyo.
And then I want to pray to give you faith that you can do it.
Nataka niombe nikupatie imani ya kufanya.
Did you notice I close the prayer?
Nilitambua hiyo katika maombi ya kufunga.
Yes. That's what I do.
Kwa sababu ni
as because you should too.
Kwa sababu ni unafanya.
But practically.
Lakini sasa
thinking where they are.
Ukifikiria nje hiyo.
Building up their faith.
Kujenga imani yako.
Wherever that practical step takes them.
Wherever you ile hatua hiyo yoyote ambayo inaweza kugharimu.
Hey, thanks. It's been great working with you in the South.
Ukiweza kufanya kazi nyingine.
This message concludes here. Visit us on the web, www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Biblical Foundations for Freedom, releasing God's truth to a new generation.